Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast.
Hi, I'm Maurie Morgan, and this is the first issue of Cybersecurity Weekly. Today I'm talking to Chris Cubbage all the way over in Silicon Valley at a NetEvents conference. We talk about issue 3 of the Australian Cybersecurity Magazine, which also includes a feature on diversity and collaboration. We get deep into the Australian Security Magazine, which has a feature on biological warfare, and we discuss loads of upcoming events this October all across Australia. So let's get started and talk about security. Chris, hi, how are you?
G'day, Maurie, how are you doing?
Good. Now you're in Silicon Valley.
I'm in sunny San Jose. That's right. I've been here for the week. I spent the weekend in San Francisco, and thanks to NetEvents for hosting us once again. I'm at a Global Press and Analyst Summit, which is for innovators in cloud, IoT, artificial intelligence, and security.
Mm-hmm,
so I'm at the Dolce Hayes Mansion in San Jose.
Right. Not the Hugh Hefner Mansion, then?
Well, no. Someone did mention Hugh Hefner. It has that feel about it. It's quite a little bit exclusive out of town, but close enough to central San Jose for those who want to get inside. But the format's a little bit different for this. Because it's press and analysts, we get a whole bunch of panels speaking to us, and then we sit down with round tables. So we talk to a whole range of different companies. So effectively, NetEvents sit us in front of a whole bunch of startups and new technology companies that are entering, spend a couple of years here in Silicon Valley just centralizing what they're doing, getting market, and then they're ready generally for global markets. And hence, this is a global press and analyst summit. So we've heard from the likes of Javelin, Net Registry. There's a new one called OnDot app, which protects your use of your credit card. Too many to kind of list through, but that's something that we'll have in our next edition for the Asia Pacific Security Magazine.
Well, talking about magazines, we've got issue 3 of the Australian Cybersecurity Magazine coming out next week.
That's right.
So tell us a bit about what's inside.
We've got about 20 articles in this edition. So this is issue 3, the third for the year in our inaugural year, and this is all set up for the ASA National Conference in Sydney on the 10th, 11th and 12th of October this month. Some of the headlines are articles on the Active Directory botnet, mandatory breach notifications and what's called the GDPR effect taking place as the GDPR comes in to train for next year. There's machine learning and cybersecurity. We have part 2 for cyber insurance, a buyer's guide, and also know your enemy. There's a honeycut social engineering article, and we've got the Hivint team have had a look at the WA's Capture the Flag competition and also interview with ANZ Bank's security team as well. So it really does look, I've got the digital edition sitting in front of me. It's headlined Diversity and Collaboration, and we've got another bunch of articles on diversity features, gender minorities in STEM, bridging the gender gap and seeking diversity in cybersecurity.
Very good. Very good. Excellent. And then we move on to Australian Security Magazine. So another issue is coming out very shortly too.
Yeah.
What are some of the articles that we're going to see in that?
Yeah. So the printed Australian Security Magazine will be released. It's going to be a little bit of a mix between the Australian Cybersecurity Magazine and the traditional Australian Security Magazine, which focuses on more national security and the like. Our headline is biological warfare. So we have a couple of articles dealing with the biological threat. And then there's a whole bunch of articles. We've got the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
And Chris, I understand that you've got an article from Dr. John Coyne. Now, he's from one of our institutes. Which one is it again?
Yep, that's correct. John's head of border security for the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. And John has given us an article since we caught up in Singapore at Interpol World and the announcement for an Australian Home Affairs. So John's article is titled, Will It Shake Up an Uncertainty for Australia's Domestic Security Arrangements? And John has good insight into those changes that are likely to take place, but there is also a degree of uncertainty around that. Our Jane Lowe, Singapore correspondents, attended the Singapore International Cyber Week, and so we've got some great articles there from that conference as well. And our Women in Security feature is Tali Friedman, who's the Principal Solution Architect for Data Security at Micro Focus, which recently has changed its name from HPE. So it's looking like a really good print edition. It's, as I said, a mix between the cyber and the physical and also biological threats, and it's looking like a great edition.
That's all the print and digital print. We've got quite a few events happening in October. What's on your plate? I know I'm busy.
All right. Well, yeah, once I get back, we'll be preparing for ACES National Conference, and I mentioned that the 10th to the 12th, which is our key partner conference with ACER. The following week, we'll be in Melbourne. I'm giving a presentation to the ACES International Australian National Security Conference, and the head of ASIO, or one of the first secretaries of ASIO, the Federal Police. There's a whole bunch of really well-known security experts providing a day's set of material there, covering national security, counterterrorism, cyber, intelligence. So it's looking like a really good, the Victorian chapter of ACES has put this together, so it's looking like a really good program. And then later that evening is the OSPRS, which is the Outstanding Security Professionals Awards, an international set of awards that we're sponsoring a couple of criteria for. I think one is information security and one is the best security project. So we're really proud to be involved in supporting those events. And then the last week of October, Maury, I understand you've got an event in Melbourne, but we're running a Cyber Women Breakfast in Canberra on Tuesday the 24th. So anyone in Canberra interested in diversity, and we really want to get some senior executive women along to these, just a range of different issues around to the industry. On the Wednesday, we're back in Sydney. We have a breakfast with Micro Focus on app security with Andrew Kay. They're one of their senior architects. So look at through the these details are in the Australian Cyber Security magazine coming out next week, because on that Friday we have a special cyber and women in cyber luncheon with Palo Alto Network supporting us in our Cyber and Women series, and that's a great luncheon in Sydney if you can make it along. And I understand on the Thursday you're in Melbourne.
I am. I'm moderating an IoT and cybersecurity panel, which is part of the Cyber and Business Conference in Melbourne. So, that will be an interesting one. IoT, obviously the bridge between the physical and cyber world of security.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. There's plenty going on. And again, maybe the closing comments here from Silicon Valley, it really is about IoT as that kind of endpoint. That's the main driver in a cyber physical environment. And to scale out the terminology around machine learning, artificial intelligence, and security is there. But then there's also intent-based networking. There's a whole bunch of new terms coming out that are related to software-defined networking. And so much of what we're learning here today is how to scale out on the Internet of Things and then how everything sort of plugs in to actually make the IoT work and safe.
That's right.
As well. So it is a fascinating time, hence why we've got so much content and then so many events to talk about as well. So for issue one of this podcast, I'm really happy.
It must be nice to be there. So are you staying over the weekend in San Jose?
No, I got the pleasure of having the weekend in San Francisco. So no, I fly out tomorrow night back in town in Sydney on Sunday morning. Enjoy Monday public holiday, and then we're back on the road on Tuesday. So very busy.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Chris, on the other side of the world. We're doing our best with the sound quality. If you dropped out a few times there, well, we can just blame our current government's NBN.
Actually, to blame Silicon Valley's connectivity, it's shocking.
Oh, is it? Well, there you go. That's an irony. That is an irony.
It's ironic.
All right. Well, Chris, fantastic. And I'll speak to you in our next edition, our episode 2, coming up soon.
Good on you.